Good day to you. It's Drew from 99.3 Moose FM, West Nipissing's best music, and we're back again with another episode of Fascinating People. Today's fascinating person, her name is Catherine Clark. She is the coordinator for Dreamcatcher Theater. Now, chances are you may not have heard of Dreamcatcher Theater. We have run a news story on mywestnipissingnow.com about this organization, but in case you haven't read it, we got to sit down and talk a lot more about this theater production. I won't go into too many details. I'll let Catherine tell you herself. But basically, they want to bring a high school theater production company to West Nipissing and have local kids not have to travel all the way to other towns to perform. Now, before we get into the full-fledged interview, just want to remind you that if you know of a fascinating person, or maybe you yourself have a great story to tell, send me an email, drew@moosefm.com. Hopefully we can schedule a time, get together, and talk about why you yourself are fascinating. One last thing, I swear this is it. All the information about Dreamcatcher Theater is available in the description. Just go down below the audio you're listening to. You can read all about them on their Facebook page, you can contact Catherine directly, or you can read the news story that we provided on our website. Okay, now that all of that is out of the way, I once again want to thank Catherine for stopping by and talking to us about why she is a fascinating person.
I'm Catherine Clark.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Verner. So I grew up in a little house at the end of Lanai Road down 575.
Mm-hmm.
Lived there most of my life until I was about 16. And just lived on a little farm and had a quiet little life out there. Came to school in Sturgeon Falls, so... You know, I'm definitely love West Nipissing.
I was going to say, you're very much a local.
Yep.
So you went to high school here then. Were you a part of the arts program?
I was. I was in art and in music and in drama club. So
oh, wow.
I was really into all of the arts. I always have been.
So which one was kind of like your main focus? Because I'll admit, I was very much into theater and music as well, but most of my time was spent in the music room.
Yeah, mine was mostly theater.
It was?
Yes, I loved theater. I loved my theater teacher. She's amazing. I'm actually still working with her now. So,
like working with her in what capacity?
With my new business, the West Nipissing Dreamcatchers.
Okay.
She's actually involved with us as well.
Is she a part of the board?
She's not a part of the board yet. We're talking about that, but
trying to weasel her in there.
Yeah, we're hoping we can get her on board. But she's been amazing. So
what'd you do in the theater? Were you an actress leading the roles, or?
I just did the drama club, so mostly just like doing little skits with friends and stuff like that. So we never actually put on any plays.
Not for like an audience. It was just for like your club itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Was there an organization like Toros or Dreamcoat back then?
I believe, yes, Dreamcoat was there then. And I did, I believe it was Aladdin when I was really little, just as background, but I loved that.
So you definitely got the theater bug.
Yes, I definitely do. And my kids have it as well, so.
I was going to say, you were just telling me you have four kids.
I do.
Are all of them theater kids?
They are. They're all very, very into theater. My daughter is especially overdramatic in every aspect of her life, but all the kids absolutely love theater.
And it wasn't thrust upon them. Was it something they just kind of took to?
Yeah, it's just something that they found that they loved. We tried sports because there's lots of sports around West Nipissing.
Mm-hmm.
They just found that it wasn't really their thing, and they found their love for theater with Dreamcoat.
And how many productions have they been a part of?
My daughter's only had the opportunity to be a part of one, unfortunately, because with the cost and the travel, it was a little too hard for us to do up until this year. But she absolutely loved it.
Well, speaking of the cost and travel, I bet that's one of the factors that you've created Dreamcatcher Theater.
Yes, it definitely was. We hope to have our costs a lot less, although I do fully understand their cost differences. They have a lot more overhead than we will. We've had Northern Secondary School offer to allow us to use their theater for free. So that's cut a lot of our costs.
I bet. You also said you had another theater involved, or was it just Northern?
No, it's just Northern.
Oh, okay. Don't know where I got that in my head. What is the purpose of Dreamcatcher? Because we've been talking about Tauros and Dreamcoat for like the past few minutes. Why make another one?
Our hope is that we can bring it to West Nipissing. There's so many kids in West Nipissing. There's so many lower income families. And even on the outskirts outside of West Nipissing, but on the opposite end of North Bay. And I saw a lot of kids from even out in Hagar and Warren that were in Dreamcoat, even though their parents had to travel so far. And that I know how hard it was for us, and I'm a stay-at-home mom. So I can't imagine for parents that both work, how they, or if their kids even get the opportunity to be in a play. So the hope is that having it here and local, we can bring the costs down, parents can get their kids there easier, some of the older kids can maybe even walk down themselves.
I'd like to hear a lot of, more about the process, because Dreamcoat and Tauros have been around since I was a kid,
yeah.
Right? So I was never a huge part of it. Like I said, I was more on the music side, and I never had experience or talent or whatnot. So I've never actually been behind the scenes and seen how it works. So to me, creating your own version of something that's been this major focus of a lot of people's life would be incredibly challenging. So I'm wondering if you could like take me step by step on how you created Dreamcatcher.
So it has been a little bit terrifying.
I bet, yeah.
We're stepping into some big shoes. I don't expect to be quite as big as Dreamcoat, especially not for our first year being in a smaller town. But I have four kids of my own, and I wanted to bring something to our town that would benefit them. Something that, and because they're not into sports, and because there's so many kids that aren't into sports. So being a stay-at-home mom, I have a whole lot of time on my hands to work with this.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely been a process. My mom just said to me one day, you know, maybe you should consider moving out of West Nipissing because it doesn't offer what your kids need here. And I wasn't willing to do that. I just thought, I love West Nipissing. I love everything. I love the feel. I love the people. So I thought I would just make something here for my kids. And it has definitely been a process, sitting down, trying to figure out all the legalities, figuring out how a business works. We have a really great group behind us, though, with people with all different talents who've been very, very helpful in getting it all started up.
When you decided to create it, make Dreamcatcher a thing, what was the first major hurdle to get over?
The first major hurdle would be that we thought it would be a lot simpler to start up a not-for-profit business that was incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
However, it turns out that's a really big task to do. And we knew that once you are incorporated, there's a lot of grants and there's a lot of money to be offered. Unfortunately, because we weren't able to incorporate this year, the money has been a big hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just doing what we can with what we have. We have had a couple of places offer a possibility that they're going to donate some money, which will be a really great help. Our original hope was to be able to sponsor some kids whose parents maybe can't afford the $100 to put their children in. Unfortunately, this year we may not be able to offer that. Although we did have one very special member of our community offer to pay for one child who doesn't have the money, and he's asked to stay anonymous. He just wants the kids in town to know that people care about them. So if there's anybody else out there that's interested in doing that, that's always a possibility.
Well, you know what? That's probably a good segue to how can people get involved?
Exactly.
So what are some methods? I know you have a Facebook page, is that right?
I do have a Facebook page, yes. We're looking at starting a GoFundMe account. Just for people who want to donate, even from out of town, or maybe who just aren't sure how to donate. We do have my phone number. It's on our Facebook page. We don't have a website up yet, but you can always contact through our website or through our Facebook page, or you can contact me by my phone number. And then we're doing our Change for a Change campaign this coming weekend on the 3rd, where we'll have volunteers going door to door if people want to give change or any kind of cash donations.
I'd love to get back to that. But for right now, I wanted to stick with the origin of this. Because again, I have no idea how to do what you've done. It's incredible to me.
Yeah.
So when did you start? When was the first initial, I'm doing this?
I guess it would have been just after Christmas. So
that's a big turnaround.
Yeah. It's been really, really quick. And like I said, it just sort of came from a comment that my mom made about us moving out of West Nipissing and loving being here so much, that wasn't something I would do. So I just decided to jump both feet on board and open it up.
So you reach out, you create this not-for-profit business.
Yep.
What was the next thing you had to do? Because now you've got it all figured out.
Yep.
What's up?
The next thing we had to do was figure out advertising, figure out how to get it out there so people knew it was happening. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, if it's going to work, we have to have the kids, right? So that
really?
Was the next thing, was getting our advertising out there, picking days of the week that we were going to do our auditions, finding somewhere we were that was going to allow us to use their premises, which is where Northern came in.
Mm-hmm.
We had our meeting with them almost right away after we became not-for-profit. They were amazing. They jumped right on board with letting us use their theater. Right after that was, like I said, just advertising, trying to get it out there so everybody can know that this is something available to their children.
And of course, unfortunately, with advertising, sometimes the dollar sign pops up here and there.
Exactly.
So going back to the fundraising you were talking about, you guys gave me a piece of paper. You already had like three or four promotions, I guess I can say, to try and raise money. The first one was the Change for Change.
Yes.
So what is, you said door to door.
Yes. So we have volunteers going just door to door and seeing if anybody's interested in donating even a couple of quarters, like a little bit of pocket change, whatever. The idea was given to us by a friend of ours. She just said that she did something similar to that in a different town. Mm-hmm. And that there were so many people who were interested in donating, but just didn't know where to go or didn't think their couple of quarters was going to make a difference. They weren't going to go find somewhere and donate just 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come right to them and they know they can make a difference with that, then they will.
Okay. And I bet having the mindset in there, like we tell them now so that they'll have change ready for them.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I remember doing something of a food can drive for the food bank where it's, you don't exactly always have that on hand, especially with a card community we have now where it's chip and tap and all that nonsense. But it doesn't just have to be change. It's whatever anybody can give out, right?
Exactly. Yep.
And that's just one idea you had. You've also gone to different businesses with plastic bottles?
We will be. We haven't yet.
Oh, okay.
We will be going out to them. We're trying to find any businesses that are willing to allow us to put out some Change for a Change bottles. And mm-hmm. that way when people are shopping, they can drop in a little bit of change if they want. And all of it goes towards the theater group.
Oh, shoot. Where was I going? My brain stopped working. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We also have the spaghetti dinner.
Oh, the spaghetti dinner. That's what it was.
On March 31st. And there we'll have some information being given out about our theater. So if people want to come out to that, it's $10 for adults, $6 for kids under 7 years old. And we are hoping to have a silent auction there as well. We're just not positive yet if that's going to be happening or not.
Right. You still got to get... Still got to talk to the people. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
The money is unfortunately the thing that's probably coming up a lot more.
It is. It is for sure. We know that we'll be able to do this, but we hope that the town will be able to come together to help out.
Oh, and I've not been in West Nipissing long, but I feel this is a community that as soon as they get something they like, they pounce on it and help out any way they can.
They do for sure. Yeah.
And speaking of pouncing on and helping, this is all volunteer driven. Am I right?
It is for sure. Yes.
So what are some volunteer jobs that people can do?
Right now we're looking mostly for people that even can just help for one day on this Sunday, on the 3rd, that can help with even just driving kids down to a road that they can walk down, or people that want to go up to doors with them. We'll also be looking for volunteers who want to help with the spaghetti dinner. And we'll be looking for people who want to help a little more, maybe have a little more time on their hands,
mm-hmm.
and want to help with rehearsals and auditions and be a part of the whole thing.
I was going to say, when are you expecting production to start?
We are hoping to start production in March.
Oh, geez.
Yes.
So
we're hoping to do auditions. Well, we're hoping to do auditions in March,
mm-hmm.
and make our callbacks, let people know if their kids have gotten in. And then right at the beginning of April, we're hoping to start the actual rehearsals.
And in building the sets and accumulating.
Exactly. Doing everything.
The musicians, because you guys are planning a musical.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe it's just in my head, but I see a musical being a lot harder to do than, say, Death of a Salesman or something.
Yes, it definitely will be. It'll definitely have its challenges for sure.
Especially right out of the gate for your first production.
Exactly. Thankfully, we found a great website, and they offer an entire package, including a CD with all the music we need.
Oh, really?
So we would love to have a music program involved and have people play live music for the kids. But if we are unable to find that, we do have the CD to play.
Well, it's good to have.
Which makes it much, much easier. But we just need the talent. And in Sturgeon, I know we have great singing kids.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I remember, where was I? I was in the Sturgeon Falls Recreation Center for some reason, and there was a kids choir going on in the auditorium. I wasn't in the auditorium. I was listening outside. Freaking beautiful.
Yeah, they sing amazing. We've seen that at our Christmas telethon. We've got kids with talent everywhere in Sturgeon Falls and the outskirts, you know, Verner, Field, Living.
So you're going to do the auditions in March, get the callbacks, start the set design, all that in April.
Yes.
When are you hoping to actually get it all done, ready to perform?
Our hope is, we'll know for sure in March, but our hope is to have it performed at the end of June.
And Northern, it has given you like a window to do, or do they want
nope,
it in?
No, they've given it to us for whatever period of time that we need it.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that is awesome of them.
It is. It's amazing of them.
So was that, how did that conversation go with Northern? Did you just walk up to the, I guess, theater director and ask?
We had to call and make an appointment with the principal and the vice principal and the drama teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat down with all of them and discussed if it would be feasible for us to use their theater. And they said definitely 100%. We also discussed, once we come up with our number that we need to have in the bank for our following year, anything that goes above and beyond that will be donated to Northern's theater programs. So anything in the arts, their theater, their music, their drama, their art, anything to do with the arts.
Speaking of cost, how much does this endeavor take? Have you actually been able to make a budget?
To buy the playwrights and the play package will be about $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have background set making, costume making, all of that. So that'll be extra. We're thinking probably around the $5,000 mark.
So any nickels and dimes that people have on Sunday.
Exactly. Will be a huge help.
So I don't know. We may have talked about it earlier, but where in the West Nipissing area are the kids going around for the Change for Change?
We're hoping to start with Sturgeon Falls, but we would love to get out in Verner as well. Field, Living. We just need to have enough kids. And so far we don't have too many, but there is a page going up for the high schools as well. So if we get some volunteers there, we can definitely offer volunteer hours to the students.
Also, anybody that's listening to this show can go into the description, because I'm going to ask you to send me all the links you could possibly muster.
Sure.
So if you're curious about the page or anything like that, it's all down there. You can read it for yourself.
Perfect.
We've been talking about, it's a musical, it's a play. I don't think we've actually mentioned what the performance is yet.
Our first program will be Annie Jr.
Now, I pride myself in music. I've never heard of this.
Okay.
What is Annie Jr.?
Annie Jr. is basically a children's version of the movie Annie, or the play Annie.
I thought Annie was a children's version.
It sort of is, except if we put on Annie itself, we would have to put adults in as the adult parts.
Fair play.
And in this case, we don't have to put adults in the adult parts. So because our age range is from 7 to 16, or grades 2 to 10, we'll be looking at maybe someone in the younger age group being Annie and the orphans, someone in the older age group being the adult parts.
No, that's fair.
So we're really able to offer a variety of ages.
How is that performance look on stage? I'm just curious about the general tone of it. Is it like Annie?
It's very much like Annie, yes.
It's chill.
A little bit smaller. It'll run about an hour long.
Oh.
As opposed to the full 2-hour movie. So they take out some parts. But it is very, very similar to Annie.
So is that kind of the idea for Dreamcatcher right now, is the smaller hour productions? Or is that just because this is the first one out of the gate? We don't want to stress everybody out too much.
Yeah, this is our very first one, so we definitely don't want to stress anyone out. We want to make sure we have the kids. We want to make sure that it's really taken on by the town and that everybody really wants to be involved before we jump into maybe even bigger ones.
And that was my other question. Fingers crossed, and I hope the best that this is a huge success. The work and effort that you put into this, I honestly thought this was like years in the making.
Yeah.
I thought this was 2 years, since Christmas, not even 6 months.
No.
So with all this work, it becomes a success. You make back your money. The rest of it goes to Northern. You're able to do it next year. What are your plans for the future?
Right now, we're really working hard on the first one. We've looked into some ideas for the second one. We have kind of considered picking between a few and getting a poll done up on Facebook to let people have a say in what the next one will be. But we'll definitely have to see how this one goes and then go from there.
What are some challenges you can foresee happening between now and the end of June?
I think our biggest challenges would be financially, of course, but also having the amount of kids that we need, because we're going to need at least 30 kids just for the main roles, and then we can offer parts to about 50 total.
Now, how long are the auditions going to be? Is it just one night you're doing it, or?
We're looking at 2 days.
Okay.
The dates will be available on our Facebook page very, very, very soon once they're concrete.
Mm-hmm.
But we are looking at 2 days for our, on a Thursday and a Friday.
I wonder who's actually, because we talked earlier about a board, like how many people are actually involved in this? Because so far, we only really know about yourself and Patricia, your mother.
Yes. So we do have myself and my mother, Patricia, Tammy Boss,
mm-hmm.
and April Langlois,
mm-hmm.
and we have Don LeBlanc as well.
So there is a very big community aspect. You're trying to accumulate as much of this area as you can.
We definitely are. We really want to keep people that are in our town. We want to try to keep everything in our town, fundraising here. We're hoping to do everything through here. We're even trying to, when we have the kids, we're hoping to do another fundraiser with the kids selling things later. We're even hoping to try to sell packages with stores in our own community as opposed to going with cookie dough from out of town or sausages from out of town. We're hoping to do everything here in Sturgeon or in Verner, the outside areas.
Try and keep it as in the community as humanly possible.
Exactly, yeah. We don't want to go outside of West Nipissing. Unless, of course, we have to, but...
Right, but the goal is to keep it as local as possible.
Exactly, yes.
It's a good mindset to have. So what about other students? Like, maybe they've had less than lucky experiences with the Toros and Dreamcoat and their own. Is it just West Nipissing, or are you open to really anybody coming to audition?
We're open to anyone coming to audition. So even if you're from Sudbury, North Bay, anything like that, they're fully welcome to come and audition as well. And we don't just have parts available in front of the camera. We'll also be able to take volunteers for helping with directing, helping with working with the kids. Maybe even we're looking for someone to play piano. So maybe if we have someone who can play piano, we're looking for multiple other things than just standing on the stage.
There's no real deadline, I'm assuming, for that. If there's a piano player that's like, I want to be a part in this, really anytime, just reach out.
Exactly. Yep. 100%.
Is there a certain message you want to get across with Dream Catchers? I know it's something you want to do for the traveling. It's something for West Nipissing, but is there something else that you're trying to get across with this production?
I just want West Nipissing to get the arts back in. I know we don't have even a movie theater anymore, and I would love to see more of the arts here in West Nipissing and more for our children here in West Nipissing. I have 4 little ones growing up here myself, and I want them to have every opportunity available to them. We have spectacular things available in the sports aspects, not so much in the arts. So I really wanted to bring that back to West Nipissing.
And are you hoping that this is maybe an inspiration? Like maybe a movie theater can come back, or maybe there's going to be a West Nipissing band.
Exactly. I would love to see that. I would love to see things like that open up. I would love to be able to help be a part of those things in the future.
That's pretty much what I had here. Was there anything else that you'd like to talk about or address?
I don't think so, no.
Thank you so much for your time today. I very much appreciate it.
No problem, no problem.
And like I said, send me all the information you can so that I can put it all in the description so people listening, they can find all this information right at their fingertips.
Perfect, I'll do that for sure.
All right, thanks again.